Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We have an amazing story tonight. Very, very powerful story. Once there was a Yid who unfortunately decided that he wanted to do a certain Avera. Now, this Avera would take a lot of money. And so for years, he actually saved up money until he had 500 gulden, which is a lot of money. And he was going to do this very, very expensive, terrible Avera. And he traveled to a certain place, and he got ready to do this Avera. But then all of a sudden, on the way, he saw that there was a family that was in desperate need. They had been threatened by their landlord that they would be thrown out of their house if they did not immediately come up with 500 gulden, the exact amount of money that this person had saved up for his Avera. Now, since a Yid has a sense of Rachmanis, has a sense of mercy, that's just what we're born with. So even this Yid that was about to do a big Avera, a big sin, but he also had this feeling of Rachmanis. And when he saw that this family needed 500 gulden, he just said, okay, here it is. Here is the 500 gulden. You could pay back your landlord and not be thrown out of your house. Now, when this Yid did this, going from almost doing a terrible, terrible Avera, a terrible sin, to all of a sudden doing a super powerful, gigantic mitzvah, it made a big tumult in heaven. And there was a big uproar, a good uproar, like what great reward can be given to this Yid? And so the heavenly court decided that because of this great mitzvah that this Yid did, after being so, so tempted to do a terrible sin, they decided that this Yid would be able to give brachas to anybody, anytime in the whole world, and his brachas would be fulfilled. But to make sure that it wouldn't be abused, this great power, they decided that this Yid would always be drunk. And only on those occasional times when he wouldn't be drunk could he actually use his power of giving a bracha. And that's the way it was. One time, there was a terrible decree, and the Baal Shem Tov sent some of his students to try to get a bracha from this Yid. But he was always drunk. Every time they went and they asked him for bracha, he was always so drunk that he couldn't give the bracha. But they waited and waited, and one time, for a few minutes, he wasn't drunk, and quickly, they said, quick, quick, give a bracha to cancel out this terrible decree that the Baal Shem Tov said is hanging over the world. And sure enough, he gave the bracha, and the decree was canceled. Now, this story is told by the Chiddush HaRim, the Ger Rebbe, and he said that this story teaches us that a Yid has tremendous power in Purim, but if he's not careful, being too drunk will make it that he can't use this very special power. And I think that really all of us have a special power, especially now that we're so close to the Gula. We have the power to bring the Gula with one more good thought, one more good word, or one more good action. But if we're drunk, that is to say, we're not aware of how close we are to Mashiach and Gula, then this power will get wasted. And therefore, we all have to try to do as much mitzvahs as we can, as much learning of Torah as we can, and to be very, very aware of the Mashiach and Gula all the time, and to use our power to bring Mashiach, to bring Gula, through one last mitzvah. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.